Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. That's Wooldridge. His websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtoliveafelifeofadventure.com. And we were talking about, free trade, NAFTA, Monsanto, drug running by the rich. Every single war that the United States has engaged in has been a war designed to loot other countries, to exploit other countries, whether they've been CIA wars or whether they've been like World War One, World War Two, Vietnam War. I mean, it's all a big farce. So you have to look at who's doing this.
Well, as a former Army officer, 1968 through 71, I got to see it firsthand during the Vietnam War. And you have to understand what Dwight D. Eisenhower talked about back in as he finished up his presidency about the military-industrial complex. Well, not only is there the military-industrial complex, there's the extraordinary munitions, textile factors, and of course you've got the food factors. And Halliburton they lick their chops every time we declare a new war. And notice they're the ones that are helping to have that war declared, whether it's a Dick Cheney or a Robert McNamara who designed Vietnam War. And I really hope that everyone understands that war is a racket. In fact, Smedley Butler, I think he was a four-star general in World War One. He wrote a book called War is a Racket. And you just simply tell all of the citizens of any country, and the United States is just as susceptible, that the fatherland is being threatened, and all of a sudden we've got a fight. And so all of a sudden you had McNamara, and he wrote it in the it's called The Fog of War. Read McNamara's Robert McNamara's Fog of War. He's the one that got us into Vietnam, and he talked LBJ into going in there, and LBJ got 58,000 kids killed, and then he killed 2.3 million Vietnamese in a war of attrition. But who made all the money? Well, Monsanto made all the money, and Halliburton made all the money, and the military-industrial complex made all the money. The same thing happened in Korea. The same thing happened in Desert Storm. The same thing happened in Afghanistan, still going on. Same thing in Iraq, still going on. And of course, when I say we, this is a constitutional republic. So we voted these people into these positions of senators and congressmen and women who have put us into these wars. And they're the ones that are flooding the country with immigrants. It's because we keep voting them in. I mean, John McCain, who's been the worst possible senator in the United States, along with Chuck Schumer and Feinstein and Hatch, and you can go on down the line, they've been countered. They have literally countered anything and everything for Americans, and actually supported all of the big moneyed interests, the oligarchy or the corporate elites. And we keep voting them in, so we get voted in.
It's those corporate elites who put their people in front of us, and they say, okay, you get this one or that one. Well, they're financing both sides. So, and as far as Eisenhower, he should know about the military-industrial complex because he was a part of it. And I guess he was, towards the end of his life or towards the end of his political career, he's probably saying, oh, gosh, I better warn him. Well, that's like closing the barn door after the horse has escaped. He was a part of it. I mean, he was...
That was 50 years ago when he closed the barn door, but we just kept it open because we kept, I mean, guys like Teddy Kennedy. I mean, Teddy Kennedy, I think, could be really named the father of the destruction of America with the 1965 Immigration Reform Act. And Howard Metzenbaum was right there with him, and so was Jacob Javits, and they opened the floodgates, and now we added 100 million people from 90 different countries. We now have so much fracturing and fragmenting because we no longer have America for Americans. This country is everybody else's country, and it's going to get worse by 100 million more legal immigrants in the next 30 years, and that doesn't even count the 20 to 30 million more illegal immigrants that are going to be in this country unless we change course and start, enforcing our immigration laws and rescinding the 1965 Immigration Reform Act. We're going to become victims of what we voted into office, and that's people like John McCain and Charles Schumer and right on down the line.
And how do we get rid of these people? How do we, you know, because most people are, they just go along. They listen to the mainstream media. Yep. They have no idea about any of this. They understand that there's some immigration problems, and the people who are living in their cars or under a bridge know that they don't have a job. They don't have a house. And all of this has been so orchestrated, so deliberate. We have become a third world country. If you look at our roads, our infrastructure, it's falling, it's crumbling. It's because we cannot afford to fix it. Well, and a lot of the money, particularly like in California, with all the immigrants there, they come in and they exploit the school system, the medical system, the social system, cultural system, and this is, it's unbelievable. What is happening?
Well, it is, and then you get somebody like me, you as a journalist yourself on this, Deanna, we see it. I've seen it firsthand. I mean, for those of you who know, every summer for 25 years, I was a truck driver for United Van Lines. That was part of my teaching job. And I simply traveled through all 48 states in an 18-wheeler, and I've been into Chicago, I've been into New York City, I've been into Miami, I've been into Dallas, Fort Worth, I've been into Sacramento, I've been into Los Angeles, and I saw firsthand the deterioration of America by mass immigration and Americans losing their jobs to all the illegals and all the cheap labor, all because of the 1965 Immigration Reform Act. Because what happened is when those immigrants started pouring in at $100,000 per month, big business said, oh my gosh, we don't have to pay they busted all the unions, we don't have to pay a living wage, we can just get all these cheap immigrants. Then the illegals started coming in, and then they could even pay them off the books and not pay any taxes. So that's what happened to our country. I saw it firsthand, and I have been recording it all these years later. And the fact is, the American people don't realize what's happening to them, and they keep voting in the same stinking senator or House rep every 4 years or 6 years and every 2 years, and they don't realize that these elected officials are screwing every American citizen out of money, out of a house, out of a decent wage, and they don't care. And
now,
that's
do you really think that you're ever going to get on mainstream TV and talk about this?
Oh, they don't dare have me on mainstream TV because there's not a single journalist, there's not a single host that can argue to me that we need another 100 million immigrants, and here's why. Because I will literally eat them alive with the facts. For an example, most people don't realize that 100 million immigrants in the next 30 years is going to equate to doubling the population of our 35 most populated cities. So New York City at 8.3 million will hit 16.6 million. Chicago at 5 million.
I guess what I'm asking is not that you would get on national TV and talk about the numbers. I'm asking you if you could get on TV and talk about Monsanto, Halliburton, talk about the abortions, and talk about how they're poisoning the food, how vaccines are killing the kids and giving them autism and all this. Do you really expect anybody's going to let you do that?
Well, exactly. No, they're not going to let me do that because I am too articulate. I am way too educated. I am way too experienced. And I would literally bring these facts to the American people, and all of a sudden there would be a renaissance because most people don't have a clue clue as to what I'm talking about. In fact, in this three-hour period, everyone that's listening across the country right now, you're probably going, oh, my God, this man knows what he's talking about. And you could look up all of the figures that I've given you, and they are totally sourced and factual. And so, yeah, and so there's the other side of that is the corporate elites want more consumption, more production, and more immigrants. They want more cars sold. They want more houses built and sold because they make more money. You have to realize that throughout all of history, the kings and queens sat in the castles while the serfs were down there working their butts off in the dirt. Well, the same thing is in the United States and every country around the world today. The ones that are sitting in the castles are still sitting in the castles, and the rest of us are slaving away to make all of their wealth possible. And that's not going to change. But what I'd like to see change is that enough, this is a constitutional republic, there are enough millions of Americans right now who changed over from Hillary and voted for Trump. Brexit over there in the United Kingdom, they voted to get out of the EU because the British people saw themselves becoming a minority in their own country and that Islam was going to take over Great Britain. At least they said, no, we want Britain to be for the British, and they jumped out of the EU. You probably will see that happen with Germany and a few of the other EU countries. So there is a possibility that a voice like mine that is rational, logical, articulate, and has an understanding of where we're headed could actually become and part of and create a national movement to say, hey, we either change course or we become victims of mass immigration into the United States of America. So I won't give up. Even though I may never get a chance to get on 60 Minutes because the corporate elites can't afford to have a voice like mine because I'm just too factual, but I might get on Charlie Rose. I might get on some other networks, or I might get on 10 more networks. And the key is that's possible, and then we could change the course of history. I mean, Susan B. Anthony did it. Eleanor Roosevelt did it. Jane Goodall has done it. Certainly Martin Luther King did it. Did they stand a chance against the big ones? No, they didn't. But guess what? They did. And so that's why I, as an optimist, will continue my struggle to inform the American people so that we can change course.
Well, I think education is very good.
Yep.
Okay. Now, what are your solutions?
The solutions are very easy. In fact, for those of you who have followed the last three columns at newswithviews.com, which I write for twice a week, the first one is titled the Perfect Storm Descending on America. Part one was immigration, and it's the sheer numbers. The fact that we're about to add 138 million people, the fact that we have seven states in water shortages right now, the fact that we're overcrowded, our cities in the gridlock, and the air pollution is just horrific. And then I go to part two, the descending, the perfect storm descending on America is part two, and it's about the sociological impact. And the sociological impact is that we're about to add 100 million people from 190 different countries, Deanna, with 190 different worldviews, and they are not absorbing, they are not assimilating into America. They are not becoming a part of the mainstream of America. They are becoming separate, parallel countries. And we're also absorbing all of these people with 190 different languages. And then when you start adding not only the 190 different languages, you got to start realizing we're adding 190 different cultures. And those diametrically opposed to U.S. culture.
You keep throwing all these figures around. Where are these figures coming from?
Again, ask me which one you want, and I'll give you exactly the figure, and I'll give you the source.
Okay. The 100 million, and from the various cultures that they're coming from.
Where does the 100 million come from? Okay, just do your math. I'm a math and science teacher. I'm going to teach everybody right now where the 100 million is coming from. You can go to the U.S. Census Bureau. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, the United States will add 138 million people from 2006 to 2050. We're already 28 million into that number. And here's the breakdown. You can go to the Pew Research Center. We'll give you the same numbers. The United States will hit 438 million by 2050. The U.S. U.S. population projections by Fogel Martin also say the same thing. Those are three huge sources. You can go to numbersusa.org. Numbersusa.org. Roy Beck shows it on a simple graph of gumballs, and it's also has called Immigration Off the Charts. He will show you not only are we going to hit 438 million by 2050, we'll hit 625 million by 2095. Here's the breakdown. Right now, coming into America each year is between 1 million and 1.2 million legal immigrants. Okay? Put that down. And we're 28 million into this thing right now. We've got 33 more years. Just start doing the math. 1.2 million are coming in. According to CIS, Center for Immigration Studies, Dr. Steve Camerata, those immigrants each year have 900,000 children. 900,000 children. So you have 1.2 million plus 900,000. That gives you 2.1 million. 2.1 million.
What countries are they coming from?
They're coming from 190 different countries around the world, according to the 1965 Immigration Reform Act. It was also amended in 1986, but that's where they're coming from. And these are people coming from countries. They have a quota from each country, and that's how they get into this country. That's why this country is turning into everybody else's country rather than our country. And you again, look it up. The 1965 Immigration Reform Act, 190 different countries have a certain quota to come here. It comes out to 1.2 million per year, 900,000 births. That gives you 2.1 million. We're also taking in 500,000 illegal aliens every year, according to CIS.org, a 500,000 flow. That now gives you a 2.6 million. Now, 2.6 million of immigrants, legal and illegal, and birth rates. Then you have chain migration. Each immigrant that gets legalized can bring in up to 10 of their relatives. And remember, 80 million more net gain new babies born to the planet every year means there's plenty of desperate people trying to get to the United States. In fact, the UN said in a study that 100 million people would move to the United States today if they could get a plane ticket and a visa to get here. So then you take the 2.7 million... plus, the United States right now at only 2.03 children per woman adds a million itself. A million people are added to the United States by U.S. citizens at only two children per woman. That's a million. So you now have 3.5 million. Okay, take 3.5 million growth rate and just multiply it times 33 years. Plus the 28 million we already added since the 2006 when we hit 300 million, and you will get 438 million people. Now, have you got this squared away? Because these are the facts we're facing. This is not if. This is what's happening, Deanna, and now you know the math behind, and you have the sources.
All righty.
I know. It's enough to shake you up a little bit, isn't it?
Well, yes. But there are also a lot of people leaving this country.
There's exactly 100,000 people that move out of the United States. They egress the United States every year. These numbers are above egressing the country and deaths. This is net gain growth for the United States every year. Net gain over and above egress or people leaving the country, which is 100,000 per year, or deaths. That's how this is figured. I've got every base covered. There's no way anybody can sit here and argue, oh, this is going to be, oh, yeah. No, this is not going to work out. These are the numbers. These are the facts. This is what we face.
Do you think that these external enemies, these immigrants, are the biggest problem that the United States has?
I've stated it categorically and emphatically. Immigration is the greatest crisis facing the United States in the 21st century. Because what I'm also talking about, I'll come back with the sociological impact. You can all ask yourselves whether we're going to survive the sociological impact.
Okay, we'll be right back in 3 minutes.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
I have actually been on Balance of Nature for a year now. I have MS, and I recently had an MRI. This is the first year that I've had a stable MRI, so I'm thrilled. When I have an MRI with MS, usually there are glowing spots that come through, which is damage on the nerves in my brain and my spinal cord, and when they're glowing, it means they're active. And then my last MRI, they pulled it up, and I honestly couldn't believe that it was my MRI. There was nothing glowing. And in fact, the dark spots were shrinking. They were healing. And the doctor actually said to me, "I think we're in remission." I was so happy. I had no idea that that could be my reality.
The new challenge will allow you to receive 2 months of Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies free. And we'll even ship them to you free. Call now for details. Call 1-800-2468-751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com. Use promo code TALK.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. His websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtoliveafeofadventure.com. Now, you keep talking about the numbers, the numbers of people who are coming in, the immigrants. But we need to, and you've brought up the UN several times, and the UN is really the entity behind a depopulation program, and as the World Health Organization is also, they are the people that dispense tetanus shots to the women between the ages of 15 and 45 in Nicaragua, Mexico, the Philippines, and several African countries. And the women, of course, didn't know about it, but the tetanus shots were laced with HCG, which is a natural hormone, which prevents them from sustaining a pregnancy. Beginning in 1972, the Rockefeller Foundation financed this program to impose a state of permanent sterilization. So, you know, you're talking about the immigrants being the culprits, when in fact it's people within our own country who are behind all of this. It was the Reagan administration who allowed Monsanto and other private companies who manufacture questionably safe food products designed for worldwide trade. These were designed for worldwide trade, and Monsanto introduced genetically modified products with no testing into the U.S. market. Vice President George H.W. Bush, a former CIA director, was the chief proponent within the Reagan administration for this innovative field of genetically modified products. The old buzzard is in the hospital now. And you know, I just wonder how these culprits, these lifetime criminals, can face death and kind of wonder, gosh, you know, they've exploited and cheated and stolen and raped countries out of their resources, have destroyed peoples. I'm talking millions of peoples. How they face death. You know, talking about burning in hell. I hope that that is a reality. I really do. And well, the FDA, they forbid the labeling of GMO foods intentionally to make U.S. citizens sick and vulnerable.
You are so correct. My heart goes out to every person. Right now, 7 out of 10 Americans are overweight by 50 pounds. In fact, half of that number is grossly obese. We have an extraordinary obesity problem here in the United States. Children, diabetes is just rampant. I mean, it's just raging across the country. Cancer, heart disease. You got high fructose corn syrup, of course, which is a GMO, laced in just about every amount of our food. If you saw my 8-part series and you did the research that I had to do to expose the GMOs in Monsanto, you just can't believe it. My wife and I eat nothing but whole foods, and or we eat at natural grocers or any other natural grocers and farmers market and so forth to escape all of the GMOs and all of the chemicals. And before we just get into that aspect of it, for those of you who are still wondering exactly what I'm talking about of these numbers, the best thing to do is go to numbersusa.org and download a 5-minute video called Immigration Gumballs and Poverty by Roy Beck. Within 5 minutes, you'll see where these numbers are coming. You'll see where the 80 million net gain per year of the third world is adding its numbers. He gives all the facts and the sources. Then there's another video that every American should see, and it's called Immigration Off the Charts, and it shows how these immigrants coming into our country are now over 1 million to 1.2 million every year, and he shows that we are headed for the 438 million, and he shows it right in front of a huge audience. These are all documented videos, and the numbers are right on the money as I've given them to you, and he shows you how if we continue on this course, we will hit well over 625 million within the next 80 years. And if you can't find that video, you don't know how to unload it, write me personally, frostyw@juno.com, frostyw@juno.com, and okay, I will send you the videos.
Okay, I have them linked on the website. Okay, we're going to a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get 2. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Hi, folks. In a world of GMO, genetically modified organisms, that is, chemicals, processed foods, and a healthcare system that's unraveling like a cheap suit, it's time to prepare. God created herbs, and herbs help man. Our body can heal itself, just sometimes we need assistance. You need some help? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Our mild detox is quite powerful with its unique blend of 8 different herbs. And if you're looking for more, our non-GMO supplements will help you with different needs you might have. Health should be a top priority. Take care of your health naturally. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Give your body a treat. Let the herbs do their thing naturally. Read all the testimonies on the website. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Sickness and viruses are like intruders, and herbs are like warriors. Let the tea work for you. That's GetTheTea.com.
Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge, and his websites are frostywooldridge.com and howtoliveaLifeOfAdventure.com. I think probably you have had a very adventurous life, apparently, with all of your travels. Now, have you gone by yourself, or has your wife accompanied you, or...
I stayed single until I was 55, and so I was by myself, but I always went with friends. But I circled Australia on a bike by myself. It was probably one of the hottest and most miserable 17,000 kilometers of my life, but I still had a great time. One thing about adventure, it's not always comfortable, but it's still adventure. And you'll see a lot of my quotes, you'll see my Spirit of Adventure greeting cards, and you'll also see that I'm a happy-go-lucky, fun-loving guy on my howtoliveaLifeOfAdventure.com website, and on the Facebook page, you can get right to it from there also, and you'll see all of the fun stuff, all the fun pictures. I just posted a bunch of powder skiing pictures that I took from just a day ago when I was skiing powder, and I write a lot of vignettes, and I feel very thankful, and I'm very appreciative, and it's been a heck of a ride. You'll see a dozen of my books, and my new book coming out in March is How to Live a Spectacular Life, And what I'd like to do, Deanna, is just give all Americans and all humans on the planet the ability to live a great life and an adventuresome life and a happy life. And I honor all kinds of adventure, whether you want to be a parent or a seamstress, or you want to be an artist, you want to be a sculptor, you want to be a nurse, you want to be a doctor, a teacher, whatever. I honor all races, creeds, and colors. Everybody's doing the best they can. And so the key here is to give the future to the possibilities of living a decent and positive life for all humans on this planet, but also the rest of the animals on the planet. And that's why my serious website, FrostyWooldridge.com, is the one that says, here's what you can do. And the key is, I don't only just give all this information out, and it's pretty sobering information, but you can also change course. You know, such corporate companies and websites, NumbersUSA.org right now has almost 7 million people. CAPS Web, that's CAPSWEB.org, and I write for them. That's Californians for Population Stabilization. There's probably a million there, and they're all over the country. They care about the future. And then there's David, and that's run by Joanne Weidman. She's brilliant. And then there's David Durham of CarryingCapacityNetwork.org. The key is, you can do something, and you can make a chance, or make it. You can make a difference, and that's why I'm out here spending literally thousands of radio interviews and writing thousands of columns to educate and then inspire and then activate. Because you can sit here and complain and groan and moan, but if you don't do anything, then nothing's going to get done. And this is a constitutional republic. It's not going to get done unless you vote somebody in office that's going to do your work. Yeah.
I disagree with you about this being a constitutional republic. It is a corporation. There's no constitutional republic about it. I think that you would agree that nobody in the government is following the Constitution, with the executive orders, that particularly all the ones that Obama wrote, that's not constitutional, and it's certainly nothing passed by the Senate or the House. He was the CEO of a corporation, and so they, like I said before, the U.S. corporation is the big corporation, and they are in cahoots with all the other corporations. And so as soon as we understand that, then maybe we could get somewhere regarding how to solve the issue. And as far as voting is a sham. I mean, who picks these people that they put on the ballots for us to vote for? None of us ever. We don't pick them. The corporations pick them. They pay them big. And anybody that attempts to get into politics who has any integrity whatsoever is totally washed out of politics immediately at the local level. You can't even get in on the local level to do anything politically. So,
well, you're very correct. You're very correct in that. And the reality is, and in fact, it was Ben Franklin said, "We gave you a constitutional republic if you can keep it." So technically, we do have a constitutional republic, and it's not just a democracy; it's a constitutional republic over a democracy. And of course, you look it up what the difference is. But of course, 50% of the American people do not vote in national elections, and 90% of Americans don't vote in local elections. So we have given up, and we never, you know, it was Thomas Jefferson who wanted term limits, but he got voted down because those who created this constitutional republic were the rich, were the landed gentry, and they wanted to keep power consolidated. I think it was Hamilton wanted to have an aristocracy and say call the president. They wanted to call him your kingship or your highness, and then George Washington said, no, just call me Mr. President. So you have all that consolidation of power, there's no question, but the American people, being so lazy, don't even get out and vote at such numbers that you don't get any term limits installed into the Congress. So these people like John McCain's been there for 40 years, and Feinstein and Boxer, right on down the line.
Maybe the reason
it's our own fault is what I'm saying. It's our own fault for not.
Maybe the reason that people don't vote is because voting has been so totally ineffective. because we don't get any change. Nobody does anything different. It doesn't matter who you vote for. The corporations are going to get what they want from Congress. So it doesn't matter. It's voting is a big farce. It gives us the illusion that we have a choice when we have no choice. The corporations are in bed with the government.
And I agree with you, but we do have a choice, and we don't make the choice, and that's why it's gotten to where it's gotten. But obviously the American people just rose up and said no to Hillary Clinton and said yes to Donald Trump, and he said in his inaugural speech that it stops now with this administration. I'm going to start working for you, the American people. And so that is a light, a ray of light in this situation. But let me return to this, the perfect storm descending on America, part two. One of the things that most Americans don't realize is that diversity and multiculturalism don't work. They are diametrically opposed to the Constitution and diametrically opposed to a single culture society. And as a matter of fact, we're bringing in all these Muslim immigrants, and here is Omar Ahmad, the director of the Council of American Islamic Relations, which is the biggest advocate for Muslimization of the United States of America. He said, and I quote, "Islam isn't in America to be equal to any faith, but to become dominant. The Quran should be the highest authority in America, and Islam the only accepted religion on earth," unquote. Well, that is a crisis facing all of us, because these kinds of characters are the characters that are starting to move into our highest areas of government. And, of course, you know, let's face it, Barack Obama was a Muslim, and he had 10 Muslim aides.
Wait just a minute. He was not. Okay. You need to check his background.
Yeah, but you also have to understand everything he did in the White House was pro-Muslim. I mean, that's just the reality of the situation. But here's another quote that I think is important for everybody to understand. We're about to add, again, 100 million immigrants from 190 countries with 190 different cultures, 190 different religions, 190 different languages. And here is Garrett Hardin, the great social scientist, said this, and I quote, "Diversity within a nation destroys unity and leads to civil wars. Immigration, a benefit during the youth of a nation, can act as a disease in its mature state. Too much internal diversity in large nations has led to violence and disintegration. We are now in the process of destabilizing the United States of America. The magic words of the destabilizers are diversity and multiculturalism," unquote. That is a powerful quote by one of the world's top social scientists. And you have to ask yourself, do you think when we have another 100 million immigrants from Sudan, from Congo, from Ethiopia, from Egypt, from Iraq, from Afghanistan, from Pakistan, from Mexico, from Salvador, from Honduras, from Brazil, do you think we're going to be America? Do you think we're going to maintain the American ethos? Do you think we're going to survive the multicultural onslaught where everybody is pulling in their own direction because their worldview is totally different? Does anybody think a Somalian has a worldview like an American citizen? I just spent a week in Detroit, Michigan, and Dearborn, and also in Minneapolis, Minnesota in November. There are two societies there. The 100,000+ Somalians have created an entirely parallel society in Minneapolis called Somaliland. If you go to Dearborn, Michigan, and I could send anybody a 10-minute video by Dennis Michael Lynch, shows, and I used to work in Dearborn. I worked right out of Dearborn. It has now got worm scribble, which is Arabic, all in all the signage. All the women are wearing burqas. It is literally run out the Americans and the immigrants, which are all Muslim, have taken over Dearborn and Hamtramck.
Okay,
and
taking who do you think is behind all this? I mean, seriously, who do you think is behind all this multiculturalism? And it isn't just in our country. And it isn't.
Oh, I know. It's being forced on all Western countries around the world. It's because the citizens just don't stand up and say no. They just sit sit on their butts and let it happen. And whomever is in charge of this, I don't care if you think it's the Rothschilds or you think it's the Illuminati or you think it's the Jewish contingent or whatever you is, all I can tell you this from my own experiences around the world on a bicycle. I've traveled through all these different cultures. Every culture will vie for dominance. And because it does, and especially Islam, Muslims are the most arrogant, most forceful.
Wait.
Yeah, they power themselves up. They literally take
ones?
Over
which
whole
ones?
Countries.
Now,
go into Germany right now. Go into Sweden right now. Sweden right now.
I understand
was
that.
The most,
I've talked to
it was
people.
Once the most peaceful country in the world. It's now the most torn apart country in the world.
I understand
it's the
that.
Rape capital of Europe.
Who do you think is paying certain groups of Muslims to go into certain countries? They're not sending the wives and the families. And you also have to look at something else. You have a lot of people who are angry, and the reason that they are angry is because their countries have been bombed to smithereens. And you have USAID who provided textbooks for students in the Middle East, and these textbooks were full of hatred and full of so that people would be angry and hateful, and they were actually indoctrinated to believe or to go along with what was in these textbooks. They were taught hatred by the very people we've talked about before. The Bush administration promoted these textbooks, and so the U.S. military has created a group of people who resent having their countries bombed to hell, and they have created people who are very, very angry, and now those people have disseminated into other countries. And this is what we have.
There's no question.
They were doing just fine before.
Right, the bird has come home to roost. There's no question. But the basic tenet, and I've read the Quran. I have a 22-part series on Muslims in America and impregnating America with Muslims. You can read it on newsreviews.com.
Have you read the Talmud?
Yeah. I haven't read the Talmud, but the Quran itself it advocates violence in about 162 different passages. I mean, make war on the infidels living in your neighborhood, Quran 9:123. Any religion other than Islam is not acceptable, Quran 3:85. I mean, maim and crucify the infidels that criticize Islam, Quran 5:33. I mean, this cut off their heads and cut off their fingers, Quran 9:28. I mean, the Quran is a violent terrorist handbook, and you can't get away from it. And now that they're, you know, literally imported or flooding into all of these countries, Western countries, you better believe that a percentage of these Muslims are going to start doing things like Brussels, Belgium, like Paris, France, like San Bernardino, like Chattanooga, like Boston Marathon.
What's in San Bernardino?
Two Muslims shot up 14 people and shot up another, killed them and shot up another 20 on Christmas party just a year ago. Boston Marathon killed 12 or whatever and took off the limbs of a bunch of others. I mean, it's the people who follow the Quran are following the dictates of the Quran, and the Quran has a prime directive to convert or kill all non-believers. That's in the Quran.
Well, you better compare that to the Talmud, okay?
It just tells people to kill people, that's all.
Okay. We do have a caller, and I don't want to wait until the second hour because he's been holding on here for a while.
Oh, okay.
Let's take Pat in Texas. Pat?
Oh, it's a she, Pat. I agree with
I'm
you.
Sorry.
I agree with you on the Quran. It's on the internet. You can look yourself. And what you're saying about them and what they believe is true. And the person who promoted all this was Jimmy Carter and Zbigniew Brzezinski, because they reasoned that this, Jimmy Carter reasoned that they would never let the communists, the Russians, tell them how to run their religion. And so he's responsible. And basically, I think he doesn't like Jews. And those other countries that don't like Jews, they welcome those people because they'll help them fight Jews. And guess what? they're taking over. And he's right. He's right. But I'm telling you that I'm not for overpopulation terrorism either, because God, if we would stay on God's side, he knows us very well. He knows everything we do, and he'll take care of our enemies. A lot of people are probably going to die, and they're probably going to be Muslim, okay? And if we don't trust God, what are we going to do? We have aborted so many people. We don't have the people we need, and in Russia they've done it, and in China they've done it.
Folks, I'm going to hold you. Hannah, I'll hold you over. We're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back, so just hang on.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and, of course, you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
All righty, welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Frosty Wooldridge. His websites are frostywooldridge.com and How to Live a Life thefreedomofadventure.com. And I would just like to say that just because something is in a so-called holy book does not mean that all the adherents to a particular religion are going to do the things that are in the holy book. Anybody that's ever read the Old Testament is certainly not going to incorporate the suggestions or the so-called laws that are in the holy book. Go in, kill everybody in that village, and you can take the virgins for yourself. No, people are not going to do that. They're going to use their heads and try and get along with each other. Do we still have Pat? Is Pat still with us? Did Pat hang up?
Hello?
Okay,
hello?
Yes.
I don't ever remember me reading in the Old Testament they could take the virgins.
Yes, there's a lot of really bad things in the Old Testament.
Well, Jesus is the one that we have to follow now. And whatever he says, if we did that, we would probably be all right. But, you know, we don't know the Bible. They won't let us have it in school. We also have the Bible in school now, and they become pro-life. Because they found out what happened with abortion. By the age of 40, a woman had 10 paid-for abortions. And they don't want anybody coming in there as workers. So what have we done? Same thing. Almost same thing. And we got God to contend with. They didn't think they had God to contend with. And even from here in Israel, the army has issued a full Bible to the military. It's so bad there. And so I think that we just left God behind, and we thought we could manage everything. I hate to say that about your guest, but it sounds like he thinks he can. But you know what? You can't, because God is still in control. If he wants to kill 300,000 people in an earthquake, he can do it just like that. Oh, well, you shouldn't say God killed people. Oh, no. Then you should read the Old Testament and find out what he's like. If you want to know the author, read his autobiography, right?
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, the Old Testament is a pretty violent book. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye. All righty. Bye-bye. Okay, do you have any comments before we get to stop the hour, Frosty?
Yeah, one of the things that God has said, and certainly Jesus said, is that you're going to go forth and you can do greater acts than I did. And, you know, I've lived twice as long as Jesus, and I've seen 1,000 times more of the planet, and I've seen more of the cultures of the planet than Jesus did. So I did exactly what Jesus said to do. And you know, I've been brought up a Christian, and I've certainly followed the tenets of Christianity all my whole life. And what I'm saying is what Jesus said. You can change your community. You can change your life by your choices. You can go forth and do something good. And just as Jesus went out and advocated for a nonviolent life, I'm advocating for just intelligent use of knowledge and intelligent use of understanding, and to take actions and take a path that promotes a positive future rather than one that's going to be quite nasty. So I'm with the lady that just called. I think we can do something instead of do nothing.
All right. We're at the top of the hour. We'll be back in 3 minutes, and we've got some callers lined up. Be right back.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.